Good afternoon. It is a terrific Tuesday as we come back to you on this day two of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. I am Brian Howell. I'm from Salt and Light Catholic Radio next door in Boise, Idaho. So happy to be here amongst my Mater Dei family. And you can join the family too. We have had some new members, some first-time donors already in the first day and a half. And if you've never given to Mater Dei Radio, what a great opportunity for you to do so here this afternoon. We had a very busy break. Phone was ringing, and in fact, our executive director, Patrick Ryan, joining us here with a litany of thank yous. What a day we have had, my friend.
We have had a great Tuesday, a terrific Tuesday, if you will. And yeah, Brian, lots of thank yous to get to. And we want to thank our volunteers who were here to take those calls during the time we were away. We heard from Colleen in Salem at St. Joseph Parish down there in the capital city. Great to hear from you with that call, Colleen. Thank you. Online, again, from Diane at St. John Fisher. Diane lives in Tigard, actually right around the corner from me. How about that? And we heard from Joel and Harry in West Lynn. They go to Our Lady of the Lake Parish. Thank you so much for getting that in at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app, where Hannah made her gift. Hannah goes to the Proto Cathedral of St. James the Greater there in downtown Vancouver, Washington, giving us a call the old-fashioned way. Our good friend Dick. Great to hear from you, Dick. Goes to Holy Redeemer there in North Portland. Thank you, Dick, for that generous gift and your call. We heard from our friend Therese. What a great pro-life warrior. She goes to St. Rose and Holy Rosary here in Portland. Therese, thank you for making that online gift. And finally, Cecile in Vancouver goes to St. Joseph there in Vancouver. Thank you, Cecile, giving us a call, 888-823-5286. All right, into the afternoon, and another great match we have for you on this Tuesday. We're going to match dollar for Christ the King up to $4,000.
Wow.
Dollar for dollar match up to $4,000. Let's get it rocking. Who's going to make the first call? 888-823-5286. Let's get rolling.
All right. We are excited to kick off this 4 o'clock hour, and there aren't too many gals out there that I can see eye to eye with, but this is one here in the studio.
That's right. We are so excited that this is the Christ the King Hour, and we have with us Julie Spencer, and she works at Christ the King. She is the Director of Evangelization and Catechesis. Julie, we're so excited that you're here and that Brian, yes, has someone to see eye to eye with.
Captain of the basketball team?
You know it every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
She is a basketball player.
I can imagine.
She's a very good one. We're so excited that you're here, Julie. We just, you know, we love Christ the King, and we know Monsignor Syatt could not be here this time because he is in Hawaii on a pilgrimage. But he was kind enough to record a few segments for us ahead of time. So we're going to hear a little bit from him, and then we'll talk to you as well about all the great things happening at your parish.
So, looking forward to it.
All right. So I think we want to go into a message from Monsignor John Syatt.
We've got another great hour ahead for us on this Spring Share-a-thon. Renew your hope. We've got volunteers ready to take your calls and joining us in studio to pre-record. It is our good friend Monsignor John Syatt joining us. He is pastor at Christ the King in Milwaukee. Good morning, Monsignor Syatt. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be on the show again.
So before we get to explaining why you're here recording, let's start this hour in a prayer. Can you lead us in a prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we ask you to pour your blessing down upon us and upon all those who are listening. We lift up to you all those who are struggling right now, those who find life burdensome, those in need, that you would reveal yourself to them and take care of them by the power of your grace, and that we would be inspired to help all those in need around us with the power of your grace. Bless the work of Mater Dei Radio, and I ask you to bring forth generous hearts in this Spring Share-a-thon. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Mother of the Church,
pray for us. Thank you so much for starting us today. It's just going to be such a great hour. So we are pre-recording this. You are joining us ahead of time because while we are live at Share-a-thon, you're not exactly going to be here in the Portland area. Remind our listeners
My apologies. I'm going to be away with Monsignor O'Connor and Father Derek Lappi. We are taking a pilgrimage and/retreat to the island of Molokai to go visit St. Damien of Molokai and St. Marianne Cope. And one of my personal heroes, too, Joseph Dutton, who was the assistant to Father Damien and whose canonization process is still in the early stages. Father Damien played a significant role, I think, in opening my heart to the priesthood, just his heroic life and his heroic sacrifice of love. And I was just inspired the first time I read that story when I was, 10 or 12 years old. And now finally, in my 50s, get to go visit.
Wow.
And to see the place and to pray there.
It seems appropriate that we're talking about Father Damien today because the theme for the Share-a-thon is Renew Your Hope. Now, it would seem, though, that through the years that Father Damien was there, there was not a whole lot of hope for the people that he served for. They were kind of removed from everybody else.
Yes, it was really a sad chapter in the history of Hawaii when leprosy came to the island, and the government's response to it was to quarantine and forcibly, and they rounded anyone up who had Hansen's disease and load them up on a boat, and they drove past this little peninsula on the island of Molokai, which was kind of self-quarantined because of a big rock face, and they just threw the people in the water and they had to get to shore. And, you know, people were dying and there was no service for them. The government kind of washed their hands of them, but they were easily forgotten. And the Sacred Heart Fathers were there in Hawaii as missionaries, and that was the community that Father Damien belonged to. And at one point the superior asked for volunteers of who would go, and Father Damien volunteered. But what's really terrific about his story is that he wasn't the only priest to volunteer.
Really?
But he was the one that was chosen.
Wow.
And he went there, and that's where he remained the rest of his life, eventually contracting the disease and dying from it. But not before he had renewed their hope. So when he arrived, the people were living more or less like animals, and there was just this hopelessness, right? If you're dying from this horrible disease, nobody cares about you, you're not with any loved ones, people are taking advantage of other people, and it's just kind of law of the jungle. And Father Damien arrived and began to lift them out of that hopelessness because Jesus Christ still cared about them and his church still cared about them. And so he began to, real practical stuff, building houses. They didn't even have shelters. So he began to build houses, build chapels, started a hospital, eventually brought in the Franciscan Sisters from Syracuse, which was now have St. Marianne Cope, who is their superior, and she came to Molokai several years after Father Damien. For a long time, Father Damien simply worked by himself. And, and people would sometimes talk about, what took him so long to be canonized. And, there's a lot of letters where there's kind of some hard words he had because people were not responding to him for his calls for help. And, again, even when he went there, he was kind of forgotten. And so he became this real advocate for the people there about what they needed and what the government needed to provide for them, as well as the church. And so he was Belgian. And you had to be tough to even make it,
Sure.
He grew up on a farm in Belgium, and so he had all these skills of carpentry, of sanitation, of all this, he was very practical, which served him well. But for him, it was always because he was a priest.
Oh, that's incredible. And I know that in my own life, that having a mentor, having that model to look to, just is inspirational. And we think sometimes if we've got it hard here in your own priestly, ministry, if you look to Father Damien, you go, oh,
I know.
If he could manage there on Molokai, we can manage here.
Yeah,
in the
no
Portland
room to
Milwaukee.
Complain, right? But my worst day doesn't even come close to his best day,
gosh.
You know. And but it's a good reminder too about what we're called to as Christians, right? We're called to this heroic self-giving, to love, as Mother Teresa always said, love until it hurts, right? And that's when we really start loving, and this kind of selflessness and self-sacrifice that we can only do with the help of His grace.
Oh, absolutely. Monsignor, we're having such a great talk, so we're going to come back in our next segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about your pilgrimage, and we're going to see if we can get the phones ringing now.
All right.
It was such a wonderful opportunity I had to talk with Monsignor Sayak. He said pilgrimage. Now, of course, it's a very holy place. We will take him at his word that he is in Hawaii at Molokai. Of course, what a beautiful opportunity they have. And so he asked all of us to pray for them while they are on pilgrimage. And we are doing that. And we pray for all of our priests in the Archdiocese of Portland. And it's wonderful that they do have the opportunity to be away. But we are here. This is the hour assigned to Christ the King. Their volunteers have brought us dinner, but we have to work. We have to do the work in order to receive the reward. So Christ the King, now is the time to call. This is your hour for your pastor, Monsignor Sayak. Let's get those phones ringing. 888-823-5286. That is the number to call. Go online to materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. I think maybe that might even be good because, boy, we know how much He is so beloved by all of your parishioners. These are always very busy hours. And so, well, use your app, the Hail Mary Media app. Go online like that person just did. And then give the volunteers a call. Hey, how about that?
Hold please. Wait. 1 second.
Oh, thank you.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Thank you so much for that gift. And know that it's going to be doubled. That's the thing, is we have $4,000 match that's on the table for this hour. So it's going to be a huge hour, but we've got to keep those phones ringing, please, at 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Dollar for dollar, up to $4,000, your gift is going to be doubled. So please prayerfully consider what you can give to Mater Dei Radio. Pick up the phone and call, or go online. Make that gift, and know that it's going to be doubled.
If there's one parish that we know that can reach that 4,000, I know that Christ the King is one of them. You know, these parishioners have always been so supportive of us here at Mater Dei Radio. Like we said, the volunteers are here. They're answering the phones. They're feeding us. They're just amazing. And it looks like we've got an update from Pat.
What a start to the hour.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. We are flying. I want to thank Cheryl getting in online at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app from Christ the King and Milwaukee. Thank you so much. And here's where we stand. $1,775 in. $1,775 already in. Leaves us $2,225 to go on that match. Again, we're matching dollar for dollar up to $4,000. Straight match across the board. You call, we'll double. Cheryl, we're going to double that gift for you. MaterDeiRadio.com, the Hail Mary Media app, or better yet, call 888-823-5286. And oh yeah, we've got those terrific Tuesday flashlights, the LED flashlights. Only 10 of those units left, and then they're all gone.
Okay.
So for a gift of $75 or more, you can get one of those cool little flashlights. It's great to have around when you lose your electricity during an ice storm for 5 days. It'd be good to have one of those with you. I speak from personal experience, but 10 of those remain, and I know they're not going to last long.
All right. Make your call now. And we are also here in studio. We have a staff member from Christ the King. Julie Spencer is the Director of Evangelization and Catechesis. And Julie, you just started this position back in the summer, I believe.
I did.
Thank you for that gift. Can you tell us, what have you thought of Christ the King so far and just being part of this great community?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this was my first career working in a parish. Before that, I was actually a missionary with the St. John Society for 2 years. I was a mercy missionary, so I kind of had some experience in parish work, but this is my first jump into the pool of what it's like to really work in parish ministry. And it's just been such a blessing to be at Christ the King. It's just a community and a parish full of just vibrant people from all different backgrounds coming together, young and old. I've just got to really befriend and get to know a lot of parishioners in my first 8 months in this work. And I've just seen people like who really are striving for holiness, people who are trying to live by the vision, Monsignor Syak's vision of us being a Eucharistic parish and making Jesus the center of our lives. And I've just seen this community really start to grow together. And the Holy Spirit is just alive and vibrant at Christ the King. So it's really been cool to just learn and grow alongside some of these great parishioners, and just to be a part of this family has been amazing.
Those are two pretty big umbrellas, catechesis and evangelization.
You're telling me.
So what does your day-to-day look like?
Oh, man. It's cool because so from the faith formation side, I'm working with really young kids, young families, and then I'm doing Bible studies with older adults, you know, so I'm working from all throughout that geriatric age range of like young to old.
Why did she look at me when she said that?
I looked right up at you, Brian. That's true.
But yeah, the whole age range. That's amazing.
Yeah,
just people from all different age ranges and walks of life. And then, you know, trying to help, you know, take that vision further of adding more adoration times, trying to get retreats going, just trying to bring people into encounter with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, right?
Amen.
Because Jesus changes everything. He truly does change everything. So just trying to create more of those opportunities to step into that role and already take what we have that's good and just try to be of service and try to amplify it. And yeah.
That doesn't fill you with hope. I don't know what will. I mean, that's just incredible. We've been kind of hearing this theme of, you know, of hope and really though, like that is our hope is not just this optimism, right? It's found in Jesus Christ, and you're creating those opportunities, like you said, through times of adoration, through Bible studies. The volunteers today were telling me some of them are in your Bible study and they're very excited about it. I mean, it's just incredible. You mean there's always something we can do to go into a deeper encounter with the Lord, and we just are so excited to hear about all these great things.
Somebody go. Okay, I'm pointing at everybody.
Aaron's directing traffic in here like we're landing a plane or something. So, yeah.
Waving his arms all over the place.
We're just so enthralled in what Julie has to say here. But, I think what we should do is take a break. And then that way you can make that call and make that pledge. Remember, whatever you can give, it's going to be doubled up to $4,000. So, you know, that those flashlights that Pat was talking about, that $75, that now becomes $150. And you get this great Faith, Hope, and Love LED flashlight. Only 10 remain. Thank you so much. That person went to materdayradio.com. Also got that free Hail Mary Media app, but we love to hear the phone ring here in the studio. So as we go to break, please call 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. We'll be back with more Terrific Tuesday. It's day two of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. 888-823-5286 is the number to call. That's 888-823-5286. Or go online, moderndayradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app, which you can download absolutely free. So much there that you can explore. But we have some folks to thank. We've had a great hour so far.
We have. We have gotten off to a great start. And I want to thank all the folks at Christ the King for really stepping up. Stephanie in Milwaukee at Christ the King made a gift online at materdayradio.com. Thanks, Stephanie. Also, we heard from Catherine giving us a call at 888-823-5286 from Happy Valley. Goes to Christ the King in Milwaukee. And here's one you might recognize. Nathan, Julie's brother-in-law.
Oh, my.
He made a gift online
at
materdayradio.com. And he put it right there, Julie's brother-in-law.
he
wants full credit. And I tell you what, since you are Julie's brother-in-law, we will double that gift all the way up to $4,000 just for you and anybody else who gets in this hour up to $4,000. $1,660 in, $1,660 in, leaves us $2,340 to go. 2340 to go. So lots still left to match, but we're off to a fantastic start. Thanks to Julie and to Monsignor Syak and the Christ the King ladies. They're answering the phones. They're always a joy to have, and they feed us oh so well. Hey, I know you're also very interested. Seven of the flashlights left. Seven of those Hope flashlights available for you.
888-823-5286, 888-823-5286.
And let's hear from Monsignor Syak again. We've got some great words that he, again, very graciously recorded before he went on his pilgrimage. And here is he coming right up.
We've got another great hour ahead. Monsignor Syak is joining us this hour of Spring Share-a-thon. Now is the time to call 888-823-5286. Monsignor, the theme this year is renewing your hope. And we hear in Scripture there are the three greatest virtues, you know, faith, hope, and love, right? Hope is so important. And even in your own ministry, to be able to get away, to renew your spirit in pilgrimage, I mean, we all need that. But sometimes it feels like, you know, what we're just, you know, battling against something that's just never going to end. So maybe kind of share your thoughts on, you know, why it's important to renew and the value of hope in this world.
I mean, to be blunt, we can't live without hope. The reason being, hope, you know, if we go to that traditional sense in like Aristotle or Thomas Aquinas, it's hope is the perception of a good that I think is attainable. And of course, the greatest good is the attainment of God himself and eternal life. And that's that theological virtue of hope that is placed in us by the power of the Holy Spirit through our baptism and the other sacraments and through our prayer. It's all fostered through that. But hope is important, is of what are we looking forward towards? You know, we're moving somewhere through time, and we live in a world right now that really struggles to have hope. You know, we can see that, you know, depression, anxiety are just off the charts these days with a lot of folks, and a lot of it has to do with the, kind of the real brokenness in the world. And when we've experienced a lot of brokenness, we sometimes you know, lose hope. Or that things could be better, or maybe I've done something that, you know, is just, you know, God's kind of done with me, or any of that sort of things. I mean, we could, you know, people deal with some real serious brokenness in their lives, and it could be tough to hope. But the Lord Jesus came to give us hope in Him, you know, and He can break through any discouragement or despair, you know, that we're contending with, to offer us something new. And sometimes it's just a matter. It's praying in the darkness of our hearts to Him, you know, that He begins to start to break through, you know, that hopelessness and kind of going back to the example of Father Damien and Molokai. You know, can you imagine the crushing hopelessness of those who are suffering from leprosy and that was it. You're just your body's going to rot off of you, and nobody cares,
right?
You know, and then Damien came and was that light of hope for them, and the others that came too. You know, with the arrival of Marianne Cope and her sisters, and then Joseph Dutton, who a lot of people don't know about yet, but you should. He was a Civil War veteran. And wasn't Catholic at the time. He was married. His wife left him after the war. He was an alcoholic. He kind of bebopped around with odd jobs and just kind of kept working his way west. And then he ends up in San Francisco and hears about Father Damien. He just gets on a boat, goes to Molokai, and then never left.
Wow.
And he was, again, and they called him Brother Joseph, even though he wasn't in official vows or anything like that. He became Catholic it was in the depths of his alcoholism and you know, abandonment from his wife and the trauma of the war that he discovered Jesus Christ in the Catholic Church and became Catholic, and then, you know, worked his way west, and he was this right hand for Father Damien, especially when Father Damien got sick, because then Joseph took over a lot of the building and the maintenance and all the physical activity of the colony. And then to tie it in with the Archdiocese of Portland, I think a lot of us in the area don't know is that the priest that, after Father Damien died, the priest that went to Molokai was from here.
It was.
Yes, Father Conradi, he was a Belgian priest, and because a lot of Belgian priests had come out on missionary in the Oregon Territory. He was up at the Umatilla Reservation serving the indigenous peoples there. And had heard about Father Damien, and when Father Damien died, he went there. And he didn't stay there. He ended up actually in China, of all places, and died in a leper colony in China.
Wow.
But Father Conradi is his name, but he was a priest in Portland.
Wow. See, the things that you don't know. That is incredible. Well, Monsignor Syak, we're going to pause for another moment here. We're going to get these phones ringing, and then we're going to check back in and love to know how things are going there for you at Christ the King. Stay with us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was just amazing to hear from Monsignor Syak about hope and, you know, how Christ brings us out of that hopelessness and talking about the example of people that give their lives to bring hope to others, to bring that hope of Jesus Christ. Thank you for that gift. You know, if you are part of our radio ministry, whether you are praying, whether you are donating, whether you're just telling someone about Mater Dei Radio or the Hail Mary Media app, you are bringing the hope of Jesus Christ to them. You are playing your part, just like all of those amazing stories that Monsignor Syak was talking about. So you can be part of this. Call 888-823-5286, or you can donate at materdeiradio.com. or the Hail Mary Media app. And I know we've got that $4,000 dollar for dollar match. I'm not sure where we're at yet, so don't slow down. We got to keep going. It's the Christ the King hour. We have Julie Spencer from their staff there. And Julie, I want to ask you, you mentioned to me that Catholic radio has been an important part of your life. Can you share a little bit about why is that important to you?
Oh, totally. I grew up listening literally to Mater Dei Radio. My mom had the radio on all the time. Grew up watching EWTN. So I'm a product of that. Just constantly it being in the ears and through the eyes of just how important the faith is. And I remember I used to grow up listening to Lighthouse Media Talks, and I would hear, Father Larry Richards or Scott Hahn or just all Mother Angelica, all of these great Catholic speakers. And I remember just thinking wow, what they're doing is so important. They're talking about the soul. They're talking about eternity here. Mm-hmm. This kind of seems like it might be the most important thing we could be talking about. And I remember being a kid and being that's really inspiring. I want to do that someday. You know what I mean? And now I work for the church. It's okay, I get to give talks too on a very small scale. But the Lord just planted that seed in my heart of how important it is to speak his name. And what you guys are doing, it's truly evangelizing the world. It's important work.
That's amazing to hear that Mater Dei Radio has impacted your life, and now you can go out and serve other people. So when you support us, you are allowing people like Julie to be formed in the faith and to really bring it to others. And I also wanted to ask you, we just had Easter Vigil, and part of your role this year was teaching RCIA, and you had people that came into the church. What was that experience like for you, seeing those people come into the church?
It was amazing. We had a beautiful Easter Vigil at Christ the King. Just the attention to detail with the liturgy that Monsignor does. And we had that beautiful sacred music coming from our cantor and our choir. And then we had three young gentlemen coming into the church, and just the privilege it is to walk with these young gentlemen as they begin their journey. And they kind of start this transformative walk with Jesus. I'll tell you guys, the coolest thing was after Easter Vigil, I saw a visible change in these gentlemen. Mm. I'm not kidding you. I saw a light in their eyes. Mm. And I remember talking with them at the reception, and I just noticed a new confidence about them. The way they were speaking, it was like they had just gone through something that truly changed them. And it was Jesus, right? It was Jesus in the sacraments. I could truly see new life in them. And that was just the biggest privilege to witness as an RCIA leader.
Mm. It didn't get any better than that.
No, not at all.
That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah. Well, and being a convert myself, I mean, you can't pack 2,000 years of church teaching and tradition into a 9-month OCIA class. Mm-hmm. And so those people come out of that experience with more questions than when they went in. Yeah. Where do you get the answers? Right here at Mater Dei Radio. Mm. So if you I believe in this mission, and we've heard so many incredible stories for the last day and a half. We would sure love to hear from you, please, especially with these matching funds on the table. No gift is too small. 888-823-5286, or go online, ModernDayRadio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.
And funny you should say answers, because Catholic Answers is usually what's on at this time of day. And believe it or not, people don't really know this, that show started here in Portland.
I did not know that.
Actually started on the back of a bar napkin in Portland. Believe it or not, there was, I think, a few adult beverages being traded, and they came up with the idea for Catholic Answers.
Wow.
Jerry Usher did. And
nice.
And it all started right here in Portland. Jerry was working here at Mater Dei Radio when it was just KBVM back then. And here we are, 20-plus years later, and Catholic Answers is going strong. So, yeah, but it started in Portland at KBVM, America's first lay-owned Catholic radio station, and it's because of you that we've been going for 34 years, including Deacon and Teresa getting in online at MaterDeiRadio.com with their generous gift. Thank you so much for making that gift. You can also use the Hail Mary Media app or give us a call at 888-823-5286. And you know what? We're going to be sending a flashlight their way.
Ah.
So we've only got six left. Six of the flashlights left to give away. Those are those really cool Faith, Hope, and Love LED flashlights. And you'll never be in the dark again. Plus, we also have a little bit of that match left. We have whittled it down really well. So far in for the hour, 2,265. So over halfway there.
All right.
1,735 left on the match. So we want to match your gift dollar for dollar. We'll do that for Deacon and Teresa will double their gift, and that person there on the phone line, we will double your gift too, up to $4,000. 888-823-5286.
All right. So, Julie, with our theme being Renew Your Hope, when you heard that as the theme for Spring Share-a-thon, what does that mean to you, you know, in your office and your work that you do at Christ the King? That simple four-letter word of hope, what does that mean to you personally in the work that you do?
That's a great question, Brian. I think when I think of hope, I'm thinking of that passage in Revelation, right? Where Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." Mm. I was watching The Passion on Good Friday, and there's this moment, right, where Mary, I think Jesus falls the second or third time, and she goes right up to him, and he looks her in the eye, and he says, "See, Mother, I am making all things new." That's what Easter's all about, right? Like, Jesus makes all things new. And so to live our lives every day, to do my job every day, to be in relationship, you know, as a broken, fallen human being in this world, I have hope because I know that in the end, my God is the God of victory. My God is the victor, and he's making all things new. In every tragedy, in every sorrow that we have, in every hard moment or every death that we're called to die, there's always a regeneration. There's always something good the Lord can bring from that. So he's making all things new right now in this moment, right? Like, that's what gives me hope.
Oh, that's powerful.
Wow. Oh man, Julie, that's very powerful. I think we need to hear that, right? We need that message. I think so often, like you said, like, we are broken people. We live in a broken world, and we sometimes just think that things are going to stay that way, and that's maybe what they're just destined to do. And we forget that our Lord is the victor, and you know, and people need to hear that message. Yeah. And sometimes maybe no one has said that to them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've never had anyone give them a word of hope to tell them who Jesus Christ is and that he has conquered death. Thank you for that gift. But what you do when you support something like Mater Dei Radio is that is a way to touch people. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've heard from people that are coming back into the faith. I had a friend of mine who came back into the faith because in large part he heard the words that were spoken on Mater Dei Radio. And it actually, the Holy Spirit was really working in his life where he heard, you know, a certain priest talking, and then he happened to, like, he was trying out mass, and he would go to different parishes. He would hear that priest talking on the radio on our station, because we have our local priests and different people on the station, and then he would happen to go to their parish. And mm-hmm. it was so clearly, you know, speaking his name. And I mean, he had just this incredible experience where he actually even heard his name being spoken on the radio, just how the Holy Spirit was working. And wow. Man, I just, you know, that is sometimes how people hear hope. They don't maybe have someone in their lives that can speak it to them. And so mm-hmm. if you want to support our mission of spreading that hope of Jesus Christ, you should call now, 888-823-5286. And you can also give on the Hail Mary Media app or at materdeiradio.com and help us to spread the hope of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Amen. And this would be the best time to call. We're going to go to break. And then if you get it out of the way, then you get to sit and enjoy the rest of our time with Christ the King. So call now during the break, 888-823-5286, or online, materdeiradio.com. It is day two, Terrific Tuesday, of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon on Mater Dei Radio.
And we are back. We just have about, a little over 15 minutes left for Christ the King. Thank you so much for staying with us today. Boy, Pat, it has been an incredible hour. People have been going on the line, materdeiradio.com. They've been using the Hail Mary Media app. They've been dialing 888-823-5286, making their pledges over the phones with our volunteers. They're ready to take your call.
They
now
sure
is the time
are.
To call.
Yes, they are indeed, and they have been writing furiously. I've got several thank yous I want to get out of the way here. Christine in Happy Valley goes to Christ the King. Thank you, Christine, for calling us at 888-823-5286. Peggy, great to hear from you, Peggy. Oh, good. She does such great work in our community. Peggy, thank you so much at Christ the King in Milwaukee, and thank you for that wonderful gift. Also, we heard from Barbara at Christ the King in Milwaukee. Thank you so much, Barbara, for giving us a call. Going online, we heard from Charlie. Charlie is a regular giver, goes to Christ the King, lives in Salem.
Thank you
so much. And he spends a lot of time in his car. He works out of his car traveling all around the area and always has the radio on. And I hear that from several people. Actually ran into a mailman after the last share-a-thon, who said that because of us and listening in while he's driving around, he came into the church at last year's Easter Vigil at Christ the King.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah, that is wonderful. So thank you, Charlie, for making that gift at materdeiradio.com. And our friend Martha goes to Holy Trinity in Beaverton. Thank you so much, Martha, for all you do for our ministry. We appreciate that. All right, Julie, you ready? Here's where we are on the match. $535 to go, and we got it all.
Okay,
yeah,
$3,465
in so far. $535 to go. I think we can get there. You're doing great. You're doing fantastic. We'll match all those dollar for dollar, no catch, dollar for dollar, double match here on this terrific Tuesday. And oh, by the way, all the flashlights are gone.
Right. Oh, no more flashlights. All right. Well, now is the time to get those calls in. $535 left. We have one more thing to talk with Monsignor Syak about. This is an amazing project. Everyone, please take a moment and listen to what they have going on at Christ the King. You're going to want it for your own parish, too. And we're back with Monsignor Syak. So if you haven't placed your call, now would be the time to go online, make your pledge, call 888-823-5286. This is the hour with Monsignor Syak. Thanks so much for staying with us. We've had just such a great conversation. We are so excited for you about this pilgrimage. Kind of a time for you to renew your priestly ministry and renew your hope, and you can see the work of the Lord around the world through all of time. And it's just wonderful that you're taking this time out so that way we can talk with you for Share-a-thon. Great things are happening there at Christ the King. We love talking to you, your parishioners. You've just got such a great program going. But what I really love is you make sure you give of your time and your attention to the young people in your community, the altar servers who are there with you. And you've kind of created a program so that way you have your young men who are your altar servers, but then you also have created a program so that way young girls can also serve in very unique ways. Tell us about your altar servers and the Daughters of St. Therese. This is an outstanding program. I hope that many, many people are listening right now.
Well, happy to share. This is, it's important as a parish priest to really dedicate time and attention to our young people, you know, mm-hmm. that they're this is such a pivotal time in their life, and they're setting up for the rest of their life. And what's always been on my heart as a priest is helping people find their vocations. And when we talk about our young people serving in the liturgy, that's what it's all about. It's about vocational discernment. And we know for boys and girls, that discernment looks a little bit different, right? Is for boys, it's the discernment of the priesthood and marriage. And for our girls, it's religious life, right? Being a bride of Christ or in the sacrament of holy matrimony. And so we really want to help our young people find whatever vocation the Lord is calling them to. And for those young people who are attracted to sacred things, that's often been a sign of the priesthood or religious life. And so what we did at Christ the King is we created two programs there, the Altar Boys and the Daughters of St. Therese. And the primary focus of those groups is vocational discernment. And part of that is serving in the liturgy. So the boys are involved more in the direct action of the liturgy and direct assistance of the priest, right? The reason being because we want them to think about them doing those same things and having that same sort of life. For the girls, the way they serve in the liturgy is what religious sisters traditionally have done, which is the sacristy work, the preparation for the liturgy. So the boys are kind of focused on the action of the liturgy, the girls more on the preparation of it. And so the girls, they prepare everything. They lay out all the vestments. They fill the ciboriums. They set out all the sacred vessels. They're in charge of making sure that everything's done correctly. And we named it after St. Therese because St. Therese was a sacristan. And when we first started this, we were kind of preparing for this shift among the boys and girls last year. I sat down with the girls and kind of laid it out for them. And by and large, they were very open to that. And I really have to give them credit because these are some of the best girls in our parish. Mm-hmm. Are these girls that want to serve the Lord. And so I allowed them to design their own outfit that they wear when they're serving. And it's kind of neat that what they ended up going with looks an awful lot like a Carmelite habit. There's a tunic from the neck to the ankles, and then there's a brown scapular, and they have a rose cincture that they put around their waist, and it looks really good. They have an emblem on their scapular, which is an embroidered cross with a rose wrapped around the cross with the thorns, kind of that Therese sensibility to it. And I have, I think, 25 girls who are in this program. And then part of it, too, is they meet for, have different meetings. They'll go on outings. Like the girls just did an outing to the Society of Mary Convent in West Lynn. They had a great time together with the sisters. And some of the girls on the way back, their moms were telling me that they were talking about that as a possibility for their life. Mm. You know, because you see the life in action. And,
right.
So it's been great. And then the boys, they're going to have their outing. They're going to go to Mount Angel and to look at some of these other opportunities to grow in their vocational discernment. And I think right now, I think I have 35 altar boys in the program.
Wow.
And I have the rule is we always schedule, you know, four boys and two girls for every mass, but anyone is welcome to come and serve, you know, if they come dressed appropriately. Like boys have to be in black shoes, black slacks, girls have to be in solid colored shoes and nothing too flat, too flashy. And so sometimes I'll have a mass, I'll have, you know, eight girls and eight or nine boys there. And it's just this, And you look up at the sanctuary and see where the girls are. It's just like it makes the parish feel very young. You know?
Oh, for sure. You know, if people could see the joy on your face talking about this program. Well, you're just going to want to start one at your peers for sure. So it's just such a great program. And thank you again so much for joining us. So we're going to get the phones ringing now. This is Christ the King's Hour. Your pastor is on Share-a-thon. So now is the time to call. Monsignor Sayegh, thanks for joining us today. Will you end this hour in prayer for us?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks. Thank you for the generous listeners. Thank you for suffering and dying for us and rising from the dead. We ask you to deepen your paschal mystery in us, make us holy, and set our hearts and the hearts of our families and our parishes on fire with love for you. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Monsignor Sayegh, always a wonderful time when we get to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us in studio today.
Oh, it was great. I loved being on the show. And thank you, Christ the King parishioners, for your generosity to Modern Day Radio.
What an incredible program. I just love the idea of these altar servers preparing themselves to serve at Mass and these Daughters of St. Therese who are getting all of it ready. Obviously, Monsignor Sayegh doing wonderful things there at Christ the King. His parishioners are passionate about what he is passionate about. Monsignor Sayegh loves Mater Dei Radio, and his parishioners, they are showing their support today, Pat.
They sure are. I want to thank Yvonne. Yvonne actually is in Mount Angel. She's a parishioner at St. Mary's in Mount Angel. You can participate, too. You don't have to go to Christ the King, but thank you, Yvonne, for getting in this hour. And also, we heard from Austin in Beaverton, who goes to Christ the King in Milwaukee. So thank you, Austin, for making that gift at 888-823-5286. Online, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. All right, here's where we stand. $3,775 in.
Wow.
$225 to go.
Oh, $225. So close.
We are close. $4,000 was the goal for the hour, dollar for dollar match. I know they're writing some up out there. I'm going to go check because we can't let you go without hitting the goal.
No,
we got to hit the goal.
We have to hit the goal.
Have to hit the goal.
Way
I mean, what would you tell Monsignor?
Exactly.
I love that spirit. Yeah. Get the goal. Yeah.
Julie, what's your motivation for the, you got any quick word for the Christ the King parishioners that might be listening?
I've already heard so many familiar names. You guys, let's go. Let's rally together. Let's get this. You got it. We got it.
Well, and Julie was sharing her story about what Catholic radio and Catholic media overall meant to you in your faith journey. And we have no idea this side of the veil how many other people. I mean, just that ripple effect, that, mm-hmm. that phone call that you make here in the next 2 minutes, how many people that's going to touch.
Amen.
So, all right. Well, great. It was wonderful having you here.
Yeah, thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much. Oh,
thanks for
all
that
you
do there. You guys are awesome.
It was a fun hour.
Yeah, so we need to hear that phone ring a couple of more times just to ensure that we take advantage of that $4,000 match. So please give us a call, 888-823-5286. I know we still have a couple of open phone lines and lots of friendly Christ the King voices ready to talk to you on the other side of 888-823-5286.
$175 to go.
Oh, getting there.
We need somebody to call. We have got just about 2 minutes left, a little bit less. Who can take the rest of that? $175. Please give us a call now. 888-823-5286.
Or you can go online, materdeiradio.com, or that free Hail Mary Media app. You've got the app on your phone, right, Julie?
Amen. You know it.
1 minute to go. Thank you.
There's a phone call. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Let's get another one just to ensure we don't want to leave any of that money on the table. Dollar for dollar, up to $4,000. We're going to match your gift here on Terrific Tuesday. It is day two of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon. Let's hear from you, please. 888 823 5286 or online at materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
30 seconds to go.
Wow. We just got to get one more phone call.
All these Christ the King. We know you can do it.
We can do it, guys.
There's an online. All right.
We're waiting for an update here. We've got adding things up, but now is the time to get it. 888-823-5286. We are waiting for a thumbs up.
We got it.
All right.
Very nice job.
Let's go.
Julie's not competitive at all.
No, so. Not at all.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Christ the King, for a wonderful hour. And we are going to take a break. During that break, make the call. Get it out of the way. And then you can sit back and enjoy the rest of day two, this terrific Tuesday of Spring Share-a-thon. 888-823-5286 or online, materdeiradio.com or the free Hail Mary Media app. We'll be back with more from Spring Share-a-thon after this.